On this next one, I freely admit I don't know how to notate it exactly. I could look it up on the internet, and I just don't remember off the top of my head. If you listening to this can look it up and come back to me with the right answer, I will greatly appreciate it. But for now, what I'm trying to get at is you don't actually play fret 11 string 2. You just start there and you bend up to the sound of the note that would be on fret 13. So go to fret 11, which sounds like this, with finger 3. But you're not actually going to play that note. That's why it's in parentheses. And you're just going to bend up to the note that would be on 13, which sounds like that. Yeah, so all in one motion, you're... Yeah. And then you release it. So it's like you got two notes. And then 8, 10, 8. Remember, we're in the key of C, shape of E. So these are all out of the C minor pentatonic. Yeah, that's just bad. I mean, bad in the sense of good, you know? That's bad. So if you're... Yeah, I mean, if you're... Yeah, it's cool, right? With a little vibrato at the end. That's really cool. Awesome, nice job. So try and implement. Big time. I shouldn't rush you here. I'm going too fast in terms of tempo. So. Good. The only reason I picked that tempo is because that's for you how fast you can play 16th notes. Like, there's your one lick, and there's, you know, yeah, I don't expect you to do that right this second, but that's what you would aim for. You know, remember, you're in the key of C, so go back to 8th fret. I know this is. And do your scale there just to get grounded. Yes, and this all comes out of that, even though it doesn't seem like it. So when you go back down, you have to stretch a little bit. Like with finger 1. Finger 1 would be on the 8th fret, not on the 9th fret. Yes. This is why I always tell you guys to play those notes with 1 and 3. Oh, you know what it is? I always tell you to play when the notes are 3 frets apart, to play with 1 and 4. But I go even, a lot of guitarists, when they bend, you use finger 3. Maybe that's part of something we never talked about. You use 1 and 3 even when it's 3 frets apart on one string, just so you can get good bends.
Right.
That, maybe that's a topic I've been remiss in talking about. Good. Before we move on, some of these licks, this may be beyond, this is probably beyond the scope of today, but I'm just going to plant the seed that some of these licks aren't just licks in and of themselves. They're concepts that could be taken to lots of different string sets. In this particular example, you have that, and you could take that to different areas of this, or... doesn't have to be just in that one position. That's a very, you know, going back to lick 1, you may have less opportunity to go elsewhere because you need something that's convenient to do so. Like in the next shape, that's not convenient because the bend would be higher. Or this could... I went to the C shape and I... You could do it there. Like I'm bending at the 15th fret, C in the C shape, 3rd string. These other ones aren't that great, like the G shape, probably way less common. But you can, by all means, creatively look for other places to put them. So that's cool. We are going to move on, though. That was just for down the road a little bit.